One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. I threw them all together. Welcome. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. Let's see how many articles I can get rid of in the middle of that word. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, Miss Pretty in Pink herself.
The biggest,
wearing
pink, brightest pink sweater.
Wearing a bright pink sweater that she's unsure about.
No, it's getting donated tonight.
Tonight. Tonight's the night.
Just gotta
Let's
wear it
live
once.
It up. I'm wearing pink.
Mazel tov.
It's gotta go. I'll wear it once. For the clicks.
For the clicks.
is my lovely wife and co-host, Melissa Nickerson,
hey.
Seated above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa in our state-of-the-art recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Also producing Andy Lara down from Oceanside, California. O-side, as they call it.
O-side.
Yeah.
O-side.
Doesn't save you a lot of time.
Right.
Oceanside,
yeah,
O-side.
It
doesn't.
Yeah.
It's laid
I give it O-S, though, is a little too much, so... And I don't, if you were like, I live in OS, I'm like, it doesn't work.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, you know, honestly, of the, abbreviated ones, I think SF is the only one that works. And Orange County.
Yeah, OC.
Yeah, live
in Orange County. And the IE is more of a derogatory term, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Inland Empire, yeah.
But OB and PB work.
Yeah, those are beaches. Those are, yeah.
Beach towns.
But of SF, you're right, the beach ones kind of work. They don't do that in LA, though. Nobody's like, I live in NB.
No, they do. They have the
Venice.
The four-letter.
The four-letter.
DTLA, downtown LA.
Oh, yeah. And they do like WeHo and NoHo and stuff
That's
like
true.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. That's more the city, I guess.
Yeah.
So much the
Two letters, though, of because no one says NY, they NYC, but nobody says that in NYC.
Nobody says that. And I used to say... New York.
You used to say New York City.
City. And I was like, you cannot say
you gotta
city.
Stop.
You
guys you're like, they're like, we're going for, we're doing for your anniversary. You're like, I'm going to New York City. You're like, you gotta drop that. No one
New
thinks,
York City.
No one thinks you're going to Albany.
We could think the salsa commercial.
New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. Nobody thinks that you're going to Albany or Buffalo.
It was my first time.
Nobody
in
thinks
New York
you're going
City,
to Syracuse.
Duncan.
Nobody needs you to like, qualify where you're going
Los
in
Angeles.
New York.
If,
yeah.
LA.
Well, gosh, yeah, how do we miss LA? LA's the one.
That's the one.
What are you doing for your anniversary?
Like
going to Los Angeles.
Yeah. Going to Los Angeles. Yeah, that just.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, no one would say that under any circumstance, right?
Just in a song.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It's a very poetic LA works, yeah. LA might be the option that actually, now that I think about it, Los Angeles and LA both are, they're nice to stay, but San Francisco is better than both. SF, San Francisco. I got dates coming up to San Francisco soon, by the way. They're not on sale yet, but I'm so excited. That's like my favorite city. And that's one of those places that people get mad when you say it's your favorite city. But you know what? I've gone on this rant enough times on this and other podcasts. Just like the things you like and don't like the things you don't like. And if you don't want to say New York or New York City, just say whatever you want. What do I care? I don't care at all. Mel, so I had an interesting, we got a lot to talk about today, but I wanted to talk about my morning.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So I woke up and...
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
No, I woke up and within 9 minutes, everyone in the family had irritated me. And I was like, you guys are all just in some kind of mood today. Like,
could you have you considered perimenopause?
Ooh.
No, I'm
I think
being,
that's
I'm
I think that's early for my age. I don't think 39-year-old men quite hit that. Yeah.
Your cycle's still solid.
8-9 minutes, okay. Every single person in the family had done something to personally offend me. They'd attacked me, they'd yelled at me, they did something to show their disgust and, you know, unhappy and general unhappiness with me as a person and lack of respect and love and care. And about the 11-minute mark, I was like, oh, I'm in a bad mood. This is on me. And then about the 18-minute mark, I came back and I was like, no, that was all them. I reached a point where I was like, I didn't wake up especially agitated today. You're just all especially agitating today.
I mean, where do we start? Like, we're this is the second week we've had one car that we're all carpooling.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my son, our kid, yesterday our kid spilled a red smoothie all over the car, all over themselves. You know, you gotta loop back, spot, stain, treat the clothes.
Yes,
like
smoothie's a bad spill.
Yeah, it is.
Car out.
Yeah,
just a lot of spill.
Yeah, smoothie and cereal, top two spills, right? I mean, thick cereal might be worse.
The milk.
What's
okay?
This is a good question.
The milk is a.
What's the let's ask this to the group. Facebook group and Facebook group, Dustin Nixon Comedy Fans, emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Yeah. What's the worst spill? I would argue that cereal is the very worst spill because it's multiple things. One, it's the liquid. Two, it's there's chunk to go with the liquid too. So
there's a texture issue.
There's a texture issue.
And also, it can roll.
It can roll. It can move. And there's not one tool to clean that up. You've got to have cloth, a little bit of hand. You're going to have to scoop with hand at some point.
Yeah, and if you are anti-paper towel to save the planet, like now you have moldy.
Now you've created laundry.
Like bad laundry.
And that's the other issue is you have to attend to cereal. Because of the milk.
Yeah.
Of the milk factor.
Well, sticky is another one, like soda, syrup. We came home, our daughter she likes to make herself lemonade. It's like sugar-free, you know, so whatever. She's 9. But we came home, and this is just a bunch of lemonade on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very sticky.
Yeah, you know? cereal is...
And popcorn. Our kids... Popcorn just like psh,
yeah, popcorn just like, goes and it's and well, popcorn is a
carpet,
tricky one because there is multiple, but you can vacuum popcorn. You can't vacuum cereal. I would say that the closest competitor to cereal, is cat puke.
Yeah, very similar.
Similar.
Yeah. Two and two. Another fan favorite is frozen blueberries because they roll and hide.
Yeah.
And then they just pool on the floor and stain your floor and your sink.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Your freezer.
And it's very obvious who did it too because they're covered in blue. The old saying goes, never cry over spilt milk. Mm-hmm. But we should add an addendum to that, which is spilled cereal might be the only thing worth crying about, because that is when that goes down, you're like, I just lost 30 minutes.
I put my AirPods in this morning while one of our kids was eating cereal.
Well, that was the thing that you did that irritated me. I was like, oh, you're not with me, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to go with like a to-go box of like a soup or like a braised food, because we got oils in there. And it's carpet or fabric.
You know, Andy. That's so, a whole other thing. When we came back down from Disneyland, if you want to know what the worst to-go food a child can order is, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. It's Panera Bread's clam chowder.
No, it's tomato soup.
Oh, no, it's Panera Bread's tomato soup in a bread bowl.
Our child ordered that.
It's not fries. It's not a smoothie.
Nuggets.
It's not cereal. It's not nuggets. The worst thing that your child can order in a car, because the container, she's eating the container.
Yeah.
It's all the spill hazard of soup. Oh, by the way, it doesn't come in the bread bowl. You have to pour it into the bread bowl.
They just put the bread bowl in the bag. So there's no plate. There's no box. They need to give the lap mats
in and out utensils.
Just like, why?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know,
you know what to do with this.
Delicious.
Yeah. We had to go back to get the bread bowl.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. We're like, where's the bread bowl?
So then you dump half the tomato soup in the bread bowl and give it to her. And then you have to dump the second half of the tomato soup. It's so bad.
Mel and I are deep in one of those stages right now. And I know that middle-aged folks, and I know that parents can relate to this. There's just like, there's a real monotony sometimes to parenting. And you really got to just try and kick yourself out of that rut of just trying to be in the moment and be grateful and remember that you're kind of, you know, overseeing somebody's formative years, because all you're feeling is like, I've done 20 one-way trips today. I've driven on this street 20 times today.
Well,
then and out and back and forth and there and done and done.
Somebody said this is my 15th spring break.
Yes.
And depending on when your kids started school, we're like, yeah. Yes.
We have done
so many. I have done holiday breaks with these children.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's a new season. And
they get 12, but you're combined as a parent, you get like 30. You know, you're like, oh.
Right.
Even more than that, because sometimes they're not the same lineup. That one's tough when they're not on the same break.
Yeah.
So. When schools don't line up your kids' breaks, you're like, why do you hate me? I feel the same way.
Why do you hate me?
Why do you hate me? Why did you do this? When schools don't line up your children's breaks, I feel the same way that like people like feel about when something bad happens to them and they're looking at God like, what did I do wrong? Are you real? How could you let this bad thing happen to me? Why
now,
would you, am I
Joe? I feel like
what did I do wrong?
Everyone's going to come at you like, you should have chosen a school district to live with.
I did. Now, school districts don't always line up. The high school and the middle school and the...
They don't have a high school district. It's a different school district.
Yeah.
So, there's...
I don't want to hear that. We go to the closest elementary, middle, and high school in our neighborhood.
Yeah. And our son has 4 years of high school, and he gets 1 week of spring break.
Yeah.
That lines up with his sister's.
Whenever somebody goes on like big rants of why they justify homeschooling, like, oh, it's the best education and I want to protect my kids. Yeah. And listen, I totally get it. Just tell me what you actually mean. I want to control my kids' schedule. And that's legit. I think it is like that is the strongest, to me, the strongest argument for homeschooling is we have complete autonomy or close to complete autonomy over our kids' schedules. When we want it, like I can line it up with my work schedule. Like when I want to go out of town, they can go out of town. When I can do this, if they, you know, we can make up for it. It's one of the huge perks, right?
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, the It doesn't matter. It's not always lined up because the charter, and depending on if they're going to like multiple
activities,
schools,
right?
Like it does change. Like we had overlap. Mm-hmm. We had overlapping spring breaks this year, so it was like, wait, this one's like the week before. This one's the week next, and so it mm-hmm. does happen. But unless you're straight homeschool, no charter, then you're absolutely right.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But you know what? That's fine.
I
can take my kids out to the wilderness whenever I want.
Yes. And teaching them to be men out in there. You guys can go
unlearn them as fast as possible.
Yeah, just whittle a small track to hound out to the to hand out to the people in the city. I don't know. What are you doing out there? What are you doing out in the wilderness with these kids?
Converting the public school kids.
Yes. Yeah,
converting the public school kids.
With outreach events.
We're on a...
Yeah, you remember, it's like, I remember, there'd be like,
share.
Remember like, yeah, see you at the poll. There'd be like one kid who was like the homeschool kid in that area. And he's like, I just want to go to one of the polls, man. I don't have a, see you at the poll when you're homeschooled is what? There's no, do you even remember see you at the poll?
No.
Oh, you don't know see you at the poll. Oh, dude, 90s, early 2000s Christians. The see you at the poll was a thing where there was like, this is where the Christians
the
in this school,
pole.
They go to the flagpole before school.
No.
I had to do this at multiple
schools. I had the wall,
schools.
And that was like all the punk rock kids, and that's where we hung out.
Yeah.
So that was
you had
thing.
The wall?
I had the wall.
The off-the-wall vans?
In Southern California, it's see you at the pool. They're like, that sounds rad.
No bikinis.
No bikini. One pieces only. I don't know if you've seen some of those one pieces anymore.
That's also a 90s.
I don't know if you've seen some of those
one pieces.
Some of these one pieces anymore. You're like, I mean, literally, it looks like one piece of tissue that you use to cover your entire. Oh gosh, it's I feel
hot bods out there.
I'm good for you, but I feel like I'm not. I feel like a perv. I just.
Have you seen the water polo teams?
I'm not even talking about the high schools. I'm talking about like the beach. I'm not talking about teenager smell. Don't indict me here.
Yeah. I just walked by a water polo practice. That's all.
It's impressive.
They're specimens.
Do you ever wish we would have homeschooled?
No. Do you remember COVID? When we tried to
fair point.
I mean, not homeschool.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like homework help all day.
Yeah.
I think that was probably worse. I honestly think like trying to have the kids at home that were in public school versus what homeschool is actually like.
Yeah.
That was far worse than real homeschool.
My sister homeschools. My brother kind of hybrid school.
Yeah.
Like some of his kids do online.
Yeah.
You know, like high school.
I think
no.
It's not for me. However, the older I get, my opinion has changed. I respect homeschooling because it's so much work. Mm-hmm. It's so much work to do that. And I guess what I feel now, I feel the same way about homeschooling as I do goth kids. I was like, I mean, you are weird. But that was a lot of work. And you are so committed to your individual weirdness. Like, that was a lot of work to be a homeschooler or a goth kid.
Yes.
And you're committed. You know who you want to be. You
bought the stuff.
You really believe this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I respect anybody that's that committed to anything. And if you're like a homeschool goth family, then, I mean, you're burning the candle at both ends, baby.
It's a lot of makeup.
It's a ton of work. It's a ton of...
Well, and I think...
It's not a lot of work. It's less work for the kid, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the trade-off. Mm-hmm. Homeschooling is less work for the child. Less hours.
All they got to do is play in their house.
Yeah, and work in their house.
No. I mean, like, be home. They don't have to, like, stand in line and be on time and keep track of their backpack.
And I know some homeschooling families are very diligent about that, but they don't have to. Like, that's the mom or the dad. Mm-hmm. It's less work for the child, but it is more work for the parent. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it boils down to, because I heard this a lot during the pandemic, they're like, I mean, you're just reading to your kids and then you do a little math sheet or lesson and then we integrate, you know, like you guys got the bunnies and that's like science and you talk about life cycles. You know, like.
Yeah.
Not too much about life cycles.
Religions. I mean,
you
can learn
to the apple orchard.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
know,
you can explain the birth process from bunnies quickly.
And death.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just, I mean, like, learning is integrated, and you know, like, mm-hmm, institutions with testing and standing in line.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fluff.
Yeah.
Like,
do you remember? Do you remember the first time you heard about homeschool? You were like, "What?" Because I wasn't in like religious circles, yeah, or I was just like a normal
in the church world. It's pretty common. Pretty common. You're like, you don't go to my school.
Yeah. I wasn't
what
in.
What are you doing during the week?
I wasn't in religious circles, so
yeah, and I was like evangelical, like the ones that homeschooled.
Uh-huh.
You know, like yeah,
yeah. No, you. I remember being like blown away by it. Like it would be someone described to me. Well, I remember it very vividly. The first time I met a homeschooler,
was it like in middle school?
It was in like middle.
School?
Yeah, it was in like middle school, like church youth group. And I was like, okay, so you're homeschooled? And like, I didn't even have like a category for it. The first time I'm talking to a homeschooler, it was such a bizarre experience. I'm like, first off, why are you looking at me so intensely?
Who, me?
No. The homeschoolers. They have like an attention that is like, this is like weird. So
one of the first times I met a homeschooler, like that I was trying to make friends, and they were like, which is your favorite Little Woman character? I was like in eighth grade, and I was like,
yeah,
I have not read those books.
Yeah.
Nor do I want to dialogue about this.
They're like, what's your favorite ancient language to study?
She's just like a bookworm. And
what's your favorite Roman numeral?
Discuss.
Yeah, I just, you didn't even have an idea for it. You'd be like, so your mom is your teacher. So where do you go to school? I don't go to school. What? Where do you get? My mom provides the books. She provides everything. And then you just keep asking more and more and more and more questions. And eventually it starts to click to you. And then like 2 years later, they're like, oh, also, not only do I go to school at home, I was also birthed in my tub. And you're like, your whole life is in your home.
Yeah.
Have you ever left your house?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, for a youth group.
You went
they
straight.
They left for a youth group.
Yeah, you were conceived in your home. You were birthed in your home. You were educated in your home. And your big outing is church youth group.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean, I could have met a Martian and we would have clicked more.
Right.
We'd had more in common.
Well, there's such a shared experience with school.
Yeah.
You know, like the lunchroom, the bell.
Yeah.
The, you know, the playground. You know, there's just like a lot of overlap.
The insecurity.
The insecurity, yeah.
The test anxiety. Listen,
I love it. And I was going to say, we got on this of like the, you know, we drive kids to school and we do the public school. So there is, that's what I respect about the decision and the idea of homeschooling. I like in the sense that you have more time over you have more control over your schedule than we do. Yeah. We have literal bells. We have to get kids in front.
Modern,
and we're feeling it right now because we have two cars in the shop. And
modern education is also like in SoCal, you can choose and opt into a bunch of different schools. And so like, I have a friend who has three kids at three different schools in two different school districts, you know? And so now, like, once you bring high school in, and this might be the case for you, Andy, depending on what you do for high school, like, you just kind of assume everyone's schedules are different.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, what day they start, when their Christmas break's fairly even.
Mm-hmm.
But then spring break, summer break, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, and then you add college in, and depending on that, like,
collagen,
quarters or semesters.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know,
it's a lot. Yeah.
Done. No more overlap.
Yeah. You
know? Or it's a miracle if it happens. So.
And then you just have, you know.
And then you only get 2 weeks of vacation if you work at 9 to 5.
And then the third big divorce window happens. That's the third one, once your kids run out. So the most common...
The empty nesters.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the third big one.
The first year?
First 2 years.
Okay.
And then seven. The 7 year itch. And then, oh, the kids are gone. What happened to our marriage? Mm-hmm. And that's what I like to tell the kids when I take you out one night. I like to tell them, they're like, oh, are you guys leaving again? I was like, well, if you don't want us to get a divorce, then let us leave.
You don't tell them that. I would tell them that.
Yeah.
And you would be like, don't say that.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about you, Mel, and there are many, is just how absolutely unhinged you are on the things that you will say. I also like, one of my favorite things about you is how quickly you will jump to a conclusion.
Yeah.
This is, mm-hmm. and it can be right. And I'm not, this is one. Okay, so.
I might as well jump.
Yeah. You're the jump to conclusions,
jump.
Mac. Jump.
jump to conclusions, bump. Mel.
Yeah. Andy, this one. We have that bunny from you. And
the bunny's like 7 months old.
The bunny's 7 months old or so. And according to Gloria, our middle child,
who is to take the bunny out.
Everyone has the bunny job. Everyone has bunny related jobs.
Yeah.
And the bunny, she's like, the bunny's been scratching and biting me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, I don't take anything that this particular child says at face value. There has a history of some falsehoods, you know, and really, so do I. So I'm not trying to throw my kid under the bus there.
You're like, that's information.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into it or take it with a grain of salt.
90 seconds later, that information, something goes into Mel's mind. Oh, it's being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's in heat. We need to have it fixed.
No, it's reaching puberty. Yeah. I'm Googling.
One scratch. Mm-hmm. One scratch.
A bite.
From a child who has a bit of a history of falsehoods.
She's and Mel's like, chore. Yeah.
We're not even actually sure the gender of this bunny, by the way.
But
we don't know.
But I made a phone call.
And I'm not saying you're right or wrong. You could be very right about this. But whether you're not right or wrong about this, you will attack it with the same intensity. And by the way, if I ever point out to you down the road that you were incorrect about this, that is not received well.
I am okay with being wrong.
Yes.
So I'm going to die on this hill until proven otherwise.
Well, no. You are okay with being wrong and that you don't mind being wrong, but you don't like being told that you were wrong.
I'm telling you now, if I'm wrong, I will be wrong. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand. But I don't want to, because.
You could be right.
Okay.
One of your best things, though, is you like to take action, and I like to be like, it's fine.
Yeah, you minimize, and I
maximize.
Yeah.
We're the different dot. I'm the little thing, and then I'm the line, and then you're the maximize the window and zoom in.
But we have a history of, arguments and you want to be right.
If something is 8 days from now, if you want to know the difference this is our relationship dynamic right here.
The way we view the world.
Yes. This is the summation of exactly who we are. If something is 9 days from now, it's 1 week for me and it's 2 weeks for her.
Yeah.
It's not 9 days. It is not 9 days away. It is 1 week or 2 weeks, period. There's no in between. And if either of us tells the other person that it's actually 9 days, now whatever that thing is canceled and we're fighting. Now the divorce is 8 days away.
But it's
minimizer, maximizer.
This is a hard, we're about to go into March, but I haven't gone into March yet.
Yeah.
I'm still in February and so all my dates are kind of, elusive.
You did it yesterday. You're like, Vegas is in 2 weeks. I was like, Vegas is in 1 month.
Yes,
but in your mind, Vegas is in March, and it's almost March. You don't know when in Vegas March is. You just know.
So Claire's play is in 3 weeks because she asked me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gloria's volleyball tournament is in 2 weeks, under 2 weeks, almost 8 days.
Yeah.
And so I told my friend at volleyball last night, we'll see you at the tournament in 3 weeks. And she's like, no, it's under two. And I'm like, okay, the play's in 3 weeks. The volleyball tournament's in a week and a half. Vegas is in 4 weeks. But it's all just, March is just fluid at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm all messed up because we're still in February. Mm-hmm. Dealing with these cars and this oven and this, you know.
Well, that's the thing. And we've had a washer go down, an oven go down. We have
the same day. It was like
yesterday.
You get one, lose one. And
in the last week, we've had both cars in the shop with fairly serious work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And we needed to, I told this to Mel, and we had to like pay
an invoice.
We had to pay. Mm-hmm. Claire's tuition for Kung Fu, which is like due quarter or monthly, or I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I told Mel, those are like very close to each other, those two locations. Yeah. And I told Mel, I was like, we in the span of 1 week have in these two blocks have dropped $4,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're not boosting the local economy, who is? It's just like, that's what like parenting is and like midlife is there's just like bills that like, you're like, whoa, where did that come from?
And he's got a car in the shop too.
Yeah. And I'm very, that's the thing, you want to be, that's why they say like happiness, like money can only get to you a point, like the old stat of like, what is it like?
So much money and then doesn't increase happiness.
Exactly. The only amount of money that can increase your happiness is when you get to the point where you can pay your bills. Like everything's paid for. You're not worried about money. Mm-hmm. So whatever that mark is, say it's $100,000 a year, whatever it may be.
Right.
If that's the number that makes you happy, $500,000 won't make you more happy. So there is an amount of relief where you're like, I can pay for these things and I'm very grateful. And there's been times in my life where I absolutely could not pay for them. Right. So, all right. Anyways, I forgot to do weekend. This is kind of
we've gone all over, but
we have gone all over. That's been a lot of your weekend recap. I did want to give I haven't done dates. We've been all over the place. Thank you.
We had a Patreon Zoom.
Oh my gosh! Thank you everybody who came out to the Patreon Zoom. Mm-hmm. This was super fun. If you're unfamiliar with Patreon, it's just a way that you can give a little more to the pod and all things Dustin Nickerson and get a little more. You get the behind the scenes footage on
this podcast. Weekly episodes. We've been uploading the intro. Video.
Yeah.
Show.
When we're just here.
Yep. To YouTube.
Shooting the poo.
Sorry. To Patreon.
I don't want
to,
you know, we don't cuss on here. Yeah. So, but upcoming comedy show. So check that out. Upcoming shows, Seattle and Spokane next weekend are sold out, but I'm going to be there. And then in April, we're in Syracuse, Rutherford, LA, Los Angeles, May 5th, Hollywood Improv. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Fort Collins, Colorado, Des Moines, Naples, Tampa, Dania Beach, San Diego, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville, new one added, Charleston, South Carolina. That's at Wits End Comedy Club on August 9th. Charlotte, more coming. Mm-hmm. Asheville's coming. San Francisco's coming. Boston's coming. It's probably for the fall, a lot of these. But, you know, we're out here doing work. Oh, also, you guys have been leaving good reviews on the pod, too. I wanted to read one.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys doing all that. This really means so much to us. I don't know. I didn't mean it to do a mocking voice. If you haven't left a review on the pod, either on Spotify or wherever you listen to, this one is right here from 5-star from... The Pumpkinator. I listened to Mom. Melissa said to do it, and I do what Mom tells me to do. You can read into that as you need to.
Yay.
Yeah. This one is from Sarai P. Okay. 10 out of 10 would recommend. This podcast is seriously so funny and relatable. Got a long road trip, a house full of people you want to tune out. Work that you want to avoid for doing another hour, this is the podcast for you. It really feels like you're just getting coffee with friends. P.S. If you think this is funny, Dustin's stand-up is hilarious, too. I can't recommend this enough. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're all for being the thing that you can tune out your podcast to, or your family to. Turn us on and turn your family off.
Should be the new bio, your tagline.
Yes.
Your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A funny podcast about family, so you don't have to deal with yours. I got a couple things I want to get into before we do anything else. I want to. Okay. Have you seen this yet, Andy?
I haven't seen this.
Okay, so Sarah Michelle Gellar, known as Buffy, which I'm a big fan. This is I don't know if you know this
coming from Buffy fan.
My AOL screen name was Buffy Fan 134. I'm a Sarah Michelle Gellar Buffy fan. And this went viral. Mm-hmm. Sarah Michelle Gellar's son, Rocky, steals her spotlight and Jumbotron appearance before being chastised by mom. This is what I like about this video. And this is what I like about parenting. Parenting is the great equalizer. If you are a hands-on, involved parent...
Your kids will embarrass you.
Yes. Yeah. And you mm-hmm. are one of us. You will always be. Now, people who are raised by nannies and da 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 da, that's different. This is a mom. Mm-hmm. A lot to unpack here. First off, look at the baby in the noise-canceling headphones.
Adorable.
Adorable. Yep. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see that. All right. Mm-hmm. That's a mom moment. Like, that's a good mom being like, hey, I want to go to this Detroit Lions game, but... It's going to be a little loud for the baby.
It's going to be tough. I got this baby that's a handful.
That's a handful.
Yep.
So mm-hmm.
her hands are full.
The Jumbotron goes to Sarah, to Sarah Michelle Gellar, to Buffy. And what is this kid? 10?
I was going to say 8.
Yeah.
It could anywhere in there.
He's in that upper elementary age. Mm-hmm. All right. Now run the video. This is so good. This is just for the people who are listening to that, who are watching the pod. Jumbotron. Uh-oh. Run it.
It's so funny.
It's so, so good.
So that's a Freddie Prinze Jr.'s kid, right? Remember, they are
married. Oh, are they married?
They're married. He looks like both of them.
That grab. And then the oh my. TikTok doesn't have a great repeat.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Come on. Just let,
Right?
Oh, here we go.
This is so good. Yes, look at us on the Jumbotron. Straight that. Oh, my God. And then the, back to the million-dollar smile, because she remembers where she is. Nice. We're on.
Oh, my God.
That's parenting. Mm-hmm. The freeze frame right there, if you scroll up, it's right there. They show it. That is a parent right there.
Oh, hi. I'm on TV. On the screen.
I'm so screen.
Like, stop.
She knew she'd be on the Jumbotron. She knows she's a star. So she put on a little makeup. She's out and about. She's not overdoing it, obviously. She's not drawing attention to herself. But the holding of the baby, who's wearing a jean jacket, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she's got a snack in her hand, too. I don't know.
Is there a snack in there? It's a firm grip on the baby. This is, look at this. Mm-hmm. This is like a five-star parenting move right here. Buffy is
like
a mom.
It's like a stern tone and all with one kid while you're holding this oversized baby.
Yes.
You know, you're like, look at me.
The baby, by the way. A good sign of a good mom. Baby's totally unfazed. Baby has no idea what's happening. Baby doesn't know the mom's mad.
Baby doesn't know they're on the Jumbotron.
Yeah,
the baby can't even hear anything.
Yes, baby, but baby could feel mom's stress if it happened. She chastised and sternly.
She's correcting
her kid.
Yeah.
Baby doesn't know. Back to the smile right after with an oh my. Just so relatable.
So relatable. And that the son looks so much like her and Freddie Prinze Jr. Like, he's got her smile. Like,
yes.
It's fantastic.
Well, what's
and
great about
what
it.
You do at a baseball game, a sporting
football
game. You got cotton candy. You got soda.
That kid's hype.
These kids are hype.
Yeah.
And then they get on the screen. They start dancing. He's got the same genes as these actors.
As these stars.
He's like, all right, this is my moment.
Screens on me. Well, my favorite thing, too, is in that moment, she's so mad. You can see it in her eyes. But what's the boy doing? Laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a huge smile.
Oh.
It is like... The littlest of the royalty, the English royalty.
Oh yeah,
the royal family.
Yeah,
I don't really follow them, but the little one with like
right,
yeah,
like you know at like a coronation.
It's unbelievable. It's so like, funny
because those kids have to be like on TV so much, like on public display. And,
you can be a model, a movie star, a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
What you really are is a mom.
And the same,
in that moment, the mom is the great equalizer, and that you are going to have some kid do some embarrassing, kind of weird sexual act on a Jumbotron while you hold your baby, and you're like, this is our old good thing of
no good deed
goes unpunished. You brought your kid to a sporting event, they get in the Jumbotron, the first thing they do is embarrass you.
Yeah.
Spectacular. Couldn't love it more.
You know, when Beyonce's at an award show, like glammed out, holding like a juice box and a snack for their, and that's, she's the queen.
Yeah.
You know, and she's still a parent.
Still a parent.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
Yep. So it's a great little.
Also, who puts a baby in a jean jacket? That was hard to get on that kid.
That baby is cold.
That baby, that's indoors. They're indoors. The kid's in a.
Well, she's got a huge jacket on.
Well, she's probably trying to be discreet.
Mm.
She's still Buffy.
Yeah, I mean, it's $1 million smile.
I mean, literally.
Anyway. Yeah.
Probably, you know, probably cost that much. Anyways, I was going to tell you about my Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids, everyone who came out, thank you so much. We had a great time in Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids, do you know what state that's in?
Michigan.
Very good. I didn't mean that in a condescending way. I just mean that that's not like, Grand Rapids is like this oddly great comedy city.
Yeah.
Like, Nate did like an arena there. Taylor sold out like huge theater shows. Like it's.
Is it Michigan or is it just the conglomeration of.
For whatever reason, industry? Grand Rapids, which is not some big city. I mean, if you pull up Grand Rapids population right now, I would guess like 400,000, maybe five. I don't know.
What's a city you would compare it to? For comedy.
200,000. For comedy wise, it's like Des Moines in that it's this just kind of Midwest city out of nowhere that's like really great for comedy. Yeah. And even though it's not very big, but sales are like, I mean, I sold out.
People come in, right?
People come in.
People will travel.
People come in from the, people do tell you they come in. And that's like a classic Midwest thing. People in the Midwest drive 2 hours, 3 hours, like it's nothing.
Yeah.
They don't think anything of
it. Well, they'll go to like a Major League Baseball game. Yeah. Like a football game. Or,
yeah.
I don't know.
Major League Baseball game.
Sorry.
It's just funny.
I'm not
New York City.
Person. I'm trying.
No, it's just funny. It's funny when you say the full.
NFLB.
Go to a National Football League game.
Go to a National Football League game. Go to a National Hockey League game.
They will drive into New York City.
They're going to drive to Chicago to go see the National Basketball Association.
I'm trying.
You mean a Bulls game?
I don't do sports.
No, it's great. It's you said it correctly. It's just funny you don't hear it said like that very often. But you are right that they'll drive to Detroit to go see the Tigers or whatever it may be. But it for whatever reason, it's this great comedy city. And I don't mean this as a knock to Grand Rapids. I just mean like when you tell people, when I'm at the school pickup line, people go like, where are you at this weekend? I go, Grand Rapids. They go, really? And I'm like, I go twice a year. Yeah. I go once with Tay or Nate and me and then my headlining dates. And I sell well there and they're great comedy fans. So they got Madcap Coffee. That's very good. And you dink around and you see the things. And it's, you know, it's there's a bridge. There's you saw the Magna Tiles elephant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took. Yeah.
It looks great.
It's a great city.
Yeah.
And So what I like to do on the road is I like to sleep and then get up. And the first thing I like to do is I like to go find a pour over. I would like a very good cup of coffee to start my day. That's what I and most places you go, you can find one anymore, which is great. And then I would like to find some type of smoothie place next. And then I'm not going to eat again until I eat at the club that night. That's usually what I'm doing. So I'm looking for some type of bowl. An acai thing, a smoothie, something healthy. It's going to run about $8 to $9, depending someplace. In L.A., $17.
Right. Yeah.
And there was a surprising like lack of them within walking distance from where I was at downtown. Mm-hmm. And I looked up this one, and it was called Juice by J. And when you pull up Juice by J here, Juice by J, Grand Rapids. And I was like, as you see this... you're going to kind of realize like why I was like a little like unsure. Maybe go to their Yelp. So go to their Yelp here. And I was like, okay, is this what I'm looking for? Like, it's not like a ton of reviews. It's not like, like, once you go to the photos and stuff, you're like, and I was kind of like reading the description. It was like a lot of like all natural juice. And like, look at the, I was like, okay, the chalkboard, I don't know about this.
This might be
like a little too like grandma opened a coffee shop energy. And if you know about like coffee culture, you know exactly what I mean by that.
Yes.
But I'm like, listen, I don't have a lot of options. And okay. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk over here. And I'm going to see what happens. So I walk over. It's like, you know, half mile or whatever. And I get there and I open the door and the door is locked. And I'm immediately furious. I was like, this is classic. Nobody honors their hours anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody honors mm-hmm. their Google hours. And I start to walk away, and then I look, and it says like ring doorbell to get in. Because I was like, and then I look in, I was like, there are people in here. You have to ring a doorbell, and then they just have to decide whether or not you get to come in.
They scan you.
I went.
Is this guy cool enough?
I'm like I think it was Jay who was deciding. And I don't know if the J is for Jesus. I don't know, but and then I get buzzed in. And immediately you meet who I assume is Jay, the woman who is in charge, who is an older woman. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is what I want, but I'm being polite. And I never am given a menu. She just kind of tells me what I should have. Do you have any allergy stuff? And I was like, I can't really do dairy. She's like, well, we're all vegan here anyways. And I'm just like, uh-oh. Like, I don't really do dairy, but I'm like, just like, she's like, what I think you should get is like, she's like, I just use what I have. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like,
no waste.
And it's a big no waste type situation.
Like,
and
the there is like kind bananas.
Of,
a,
you can see the chocolate, there's kind of a menu. You never see the, you don't really have an opportunity to look at the menu. It's like that kind of stuff. It's a lot of, and these are just, she makes me something that has pomegranate in it. She's like, it's going to be like kind of citrusy. And I was like, great. I love citrus. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like looking for some food and they have like a chia thing, which I love like chia pudding type mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. And she's like, great, grab a seat. I'll make it for you. I went 3 times in a day and a half.
Really?
Unbelievable. Juice by Jay is so good. It's so, so wonderfully delicious. And she is kind of like a grandma who's giving you real grandma energy. Like, I leave.
I know what you want.
I know what mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. This is what I have. And she, like, no wait, no, like, and she's like, she brings me my food. And, like, as I sit down, and she's like, are you drinking enough water? She says that to my face. Gosh. She's like, are you drinking enough water? I was like, I think I drink enough water. She's like, I'm not, she goes, I'm not sure you're drinking enough water. She just keeps saying that. She keeps telling me to need to drink enough water.
Whoa.
And then as I leave, she's like, thanks for coming in. Do you live in Grand Rapids? I was like, no, but I'll probably come back. And she's like, drink a lot of water between when you see me next. She's just like,
stark contrast.
That's what
from
the scan was.
Stark
the scan contract. Was a hydration
scan. The next day I go in to Juice by Jay, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. She makes me something different. I buzz in. I don't see Jay. I just see 3 people who like look at me. And they decide whether or not I get in. Like, the regulars get to decide whether or not I get to come in. And I come in. She makes me a totally different thing. I get the chia. She's like, do you want that as is or warmed up? I'm like, warmed up? I've never even had that warmed up. She's like, you want it warmed up. So she warmed up. And then she put 2 slices of vegan waffle in it.
What?
Unbelievable. I didn't ask for any of this. She just started putting, there. She started putting waffle in the chia.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. It's so good. It's warmed up chia. Well, I'm like, I miss you, Jay. Where? I had an unbelievable.
That's why your Monday was so hard.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Coming in, I was like, I've got someone doing like these custom thoughts for me. And she goes, like, you looks like you've been drinking water since I saw you last. She's great. And then she was like, you were in, she's like, so you don't live here. You're just here for work. And this is how you know I like her.
Okay.
She goes, what do you do? And I go, I'm a stand-up comedian. She goes, I knew it. She goes, I told my husband that comedian guy came into my shop today. I knew it was you. And I was like, well, you're the best restaurant in history. You know who I am. And And then at this point, it was
so
like,
now you have a new personal assistant.
So now I have a new personal assistant.
It's Jay.
Jay, come on the road with me. I can't afford you. And she has across from me there's a one table at this point. There's only one table. It's because she's almost closed. And I realized that these are friends of hers. This table across from me mm-hmm. is a middle-aged white woman,
mm-hmm.
an older black lady who's okay. the one who let me in, after really scanning me up and down, and like a super athletic young black dude. None of them are related. They're just here, and she's cooking, and then she sits and eats with them. She custom made a meal for them as well,
wow.
like, and brought it out on like a like it was like still was like it looked like almost like when you order fajitas. It was like still sizzling.
Yeah,
sat down on a tray. They sat down. They prayed before their meal, and she went on to talk about how she was like Orthodox Jew and she's never had like I'm just eavesdropping on all of this because I'm so fascinated by this moment. And there's no part of me that like wants to talk to them, but a part of me is like, oh, I wonder if they invite me to their table. It's like such a sweet, wholesome moment. And they're like, yeah, they get together like regularly and she cooks for them and they just talk about health and wellness and trying to like better their lives. It's the most sweet, wonderful thing I've ever seen in my life. Juice by Jay. You gotta go. And I brought it up to the server later that night, you know, at the club.
Yeah.
And she's like, what'd you do today? I was like, I went to Madcap and, you know, just kind of dinking around. Realistically, I went and walked around and played Pokemon Go and wrote some jokes. And that's what I did. And I was like, I went to a smoothie place before. And she's like, what was it? I was like, gosh, I can't even remember the name. It's that I was kind of like a new. And I go, and she goes, Juice by Jay. I love Jay. And that's like. So, but then the other server was like, what's this? I've never even heard about it. And she started going on and like, if you are in Grand Rapids, baby, Juice by Jay. Oh, I miss it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Now I'm just back at home doing Oatmeal by D. Just doesn't hit the
way.
In and Out by Honda Odyssey. Chicken by Ralph's. Take me back to Juice by Jay. I don't even need to do shows there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I couldn't wait to tell you. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Oh.
Sweet hospitality right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's it. Do we got anything else that we had to cover today?
We
had a couple of topics
we
could save for next time. But
yeah.
That's it.
One more thing we should do.
I think we did it.
Chopped a little bit off this.
Oh, we but chopped a little
like
bit.
We're like 45.
We're like 45.
Yeah.
We chopped 6 minutes off.
My six-year-old wakes me up at around 6:45 and had made me cotton candy.
Oh.
Because he had worked a little market this week or over the weekend selling jam and pickles. His new shop is mm-hmm. Shepherd's Famous Jam and Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Made some money and only wanted to buy a cotton candy machine.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh,
so
no.
Mercedes let him buy it. And he full on just figured it out this morning. Like, woke up, went downstairs, opened the box,
spinning sugar.
Put it together. And next thing I know, he has cotton candy bedside.
You know, cotton candy is up there not with worse spills, but worse cleanups.
Yeah, it's up
so
there.
Sticky.
Uh-huh.
So sticky.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, no.
It was endearing. It was so wonderful and awful.
Yeah.
Like, what just happened?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
What is this? Everyone's going to crash at 7:30 a.m.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Cotton just, candy maker.
Yeah, it's hard to... Cotton candy is there a
my stomach?
Yeah, I posted the video about you know I did these bunch of like backflips at a I don't know if you saw my Instagram story. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
for a guy with some back issues.
Oh yeah. Let's say we'll do Sky Zone another week.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things that you're just like cotton candy is one of those things where I see now I'm like I don't even want. One bit of it.
Mm-mm.
Nah, no. It doesn't have any appeal to me whatsoever.
The kids want to share it, and you're like,
That's no. That's how I feel about like energy drinks too, or like a really like. If someone's like, "What
like
do you
a
want?"
Lollipop.
Yeah, someone's like, "Do you want a sip of this Mountain Dew?" I'm like, I don't. No. That being said, Mel and I really, Mel and I are in our you know our diet soda era, and by that I mean at dinner right now every night we're splitting one. Zero. They make a cherry Coke Zero, And it tastes close enough.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. And that's splurging in middle age. Today, Melissa said you felt like you woke up feeling like you had drank.
Yeah.
But you did not drink.
I did not. I think I had an emotional hangover.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't even, I didn't even feel like yesterday was that particularly heavy of a day.
I just like woke up like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. There is, it's only Tuesday. That's how I feel on,
like,
yeah.
The alarm cannot be going off right now.
Yeah. Tuesday early release days are brutal, too. You're so, or when your kid, you had that over the weekend where our kid woke you up 30 minutes before your alarm went off and you're like, just let me sleep.
Not now.
Not now.
Not now. I mean, they're not like little kids. I'm like,
no.
Give me this 30 minutes.
Give me this 30 minutes.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Give me 30 minutes or give me death. I believe that's the quote. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's our $25 a month and up, our highest level. Thank you guys so much for, being such great people. You're not just a great patron, you're a great person. So thank you. And you are?
Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Galindo.
Gary Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Dan and Chelsea Morell.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Lara.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Calson.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carose.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Kelly Capen. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to keep that one. I messed it up, but I don't want to retake this. Are you guys ready? Here, I know it. Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Minna.
And Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much for being the best.
Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.